Hello to everyone, and welcome to our Sunday service. Different kind of service today. And the second verse of our opening hymn reads like this: O loving wisdom of our God, when all was sin and shame. Just dwell on that word all there. All of creation is now not as God made it or intended it. It's fallen and polluted by evil and sin. All of it. All of people. Not just in terms of numbers. It is that, of course, that everyone is tainted by the fall of evil, sin and shame. But not just the numbers, it's also every aspect of our character, every aspect of our nature. It's not that every part of us is bad, but every part of us has been tainted to some degree by the shame of sin. And it's not because when people do wrong, it's not because they've had a bad upbringing or anything like that. It's simply that all has been affected by the fall of Adam. All was sin and all was shame. What a gloomy, horrible prospect of living in a world, living with people affected in that way. Ah, but then God steps in. The first Adam failed and fell, and disaster occurred. But then a second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, to the fight and to the rescue came. What a great rescuer, what a great saviour is Jesus.
Thank you.
join me now in thanking our Holy Father. So, Father, we bow before you, come to offer to you our deep gratitude and thanks for the Lord Jesus, the second Adam, who willingly came to deal with this sin and shame that affects each one of us. Come to this earth, come as a baby, came to die on the cross to rescue sinners. And so, Lord, we pray that you will take this little gathering that we have and that you will be pleased to receive our worship, and that what we bring, weak though it is, might be to your glory. And may it be, Lord, that out of your mercy and out of your amazing grace, you will take something from a hymn or a song or a scripture and use it to lift our hearts again to you in true worship and adoration. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. So I want to read to you now from a psalm, some words from Psalm 137. And here we find God's people once again, a fallen part of a fallen world. God's people who themselves are tainted by sin and shame, and now captive in a godless alien land. And they say, by the rivers of Babylon we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. There on the poplars we hung our harps, for there our captors asked us for songs. Our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said, sing us one of the songs of Zion. But how can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill.
of our all be acceptable in thy sight.
Awful to be affected by sin and shame, and how grateful we are for the loving wisdom of our God, that a second Adam to the fight and to the rescue came. What a wonderful thing it is for the Christian to know that the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross has wiped away all the condemnation, all the shame. No shame for the Christian now anymore to stand before their God. All because of the cross of Jesus.
Here to the cross. Spirit, lead me to the cross.
There was another all in that song. I don't know whether you noticed it. All my sin on Jesus laid. And that, of course, is why Jesus, in some of his very final words to his disciples, said, whenever you do this, whenever you're together, whenever you've a chance, whenever you've an opportunity, remember me. Remember this cross. And that's how we go on each day. That's how we go on in the good times of blessing. That's how we go on in the normal everyday things of life. That's how we go on in the sorrow and grief and sadness. That's how Horatio Spofford went on when he wrote his famous hymn.
The scriptures teach that as Christians we've been crucified with Christ, and therefore our lives are not our own. In fact, we live in this life by faith. And sometimes that faith is severely tested. There's a hymn called "It Is Well With My Soul." It was written by a man named Horatio Spofford. He was a wealthy lawyer from Chicago, and in 1870, he lost his only son to scarlet fever. A year later, the Great Chicago Fire broke out and wiped out nearly all of his real estate assets. Then, a couple of years later, the economy took a dive, and he was even more affected financially. In order to help boost the family spirits, he sent his wife and four daughters overseas to attend a rally by D.L. Moody. At the last minute, he wasn't able to go because of some business concerns, and so he sent them and he said, "I'll meet up with you shortly." Well, halfway across the Atlantic Ocean, their boat was struck by another vessel and it sunk to the bottom of the ocean. When Horatio Spafford's wife, Anna, got to a place where she could telegram him about the incident, her message only had two words: saved alone. His four daughters drowned in the accident. He was obviously devastated. And as he boarded a ship to sail across the ocean to meet up with his grieving wife, he spent many hours on the bow of that ship, looking over the edge at the waters that had claimed the life of his four precious daughters. And when he got to about the spot where they perished, he penned these words: "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." That's really the same message that Peter gives us in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 19. He reminds us that sometimes we're going to suffer according to the will of God. But when we do, we're supposed to entrust our souls to a faithful Creator. If our faith is strong enough to do that, we'll be able to say, like Horatio Spafford did, "Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul."
When peace like a river and attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, and whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, and it is well with my soul, and it is well. This glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole, was nailed to the cross, and I
final all, a wonderful all. My sin, or the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part, but all of it, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to his cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Thank you for tuning in this week to a different kind of service, and I look forward to joining you the next Sunday, hopefully when I'm a little bit stronger. But for now, God bless.